And we want to bring in Mary Beth Knapp on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
Hey, good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. And excuse the voice again. Oh, my gosh. I'm just one big, I don't know, with this wonderful stuff coming from our air.
Oh, you sound great.
Stuck in my throat.
Oh, I think you sound fine, Mary Beth. We've had other folks that have sound like they've had something and they don't apologize for it, but you sound great. You sound great. No need to apologize.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to tell you about our pets of the week. Did you check out these amazing pictures, particularly this buff, beautiful tabby? Oh, my word, this is Joe. And this cat needs to catch a break. Mm. Wow. He's absolutely adorable. He's just beautiful. He came to the Humane Society as a stray, and the story went from there, from experiencing anemia to digestion disorders to, you name it, this poor cat he's just succeeded, and we want this baby to find his forever. He's got some things, so he's a special adoption. He is stable, and he is doing terrific. He is actually in foster care, where I don't know how these guys do it, because you just end up falling in love, but you got to be strong. He has had a very slow transition of going from shelter life into foster care, and that has done him so good. So he needs that in his life. He doesn't mind other cats. They don't like him in his current home, so unfortunately, I think that would have become his home if that were different. He has a mild case of, I'm going to say this and hopefully not mess it up, it's called CH, which is cerebellar hyperplasia, which translates to him being a little wobbly. Mm-hmm. So he's got some neurological stuff going on, but it's very minor. He eats well. He uses his litter box. He does such a good thing, but as his foster says, he's adorably wobbly, and she just loves him. He is just absolutely a sweet cat. He needs that time, of course, to adjust, but he will adore you in the process. He's neutered, vaccinated, tested, microchipped like all of our babies. He is a special adoption, so we're looking for that special adopter to just change this baby's life. We're constantly learning more about this sweet baby. We have no idea what happened in his life, but what we know is he's about 8 years old. We don't know if he was left behind or if he was just grew up on the streets. We have no idea, but what we know is he is adorable and sweet. So we are looking for that special person to give him confidence, to take it slow, and to just absolutely fall in love with him. If that story and his face and his just the situation melts your heart, call us today. We'd love to make an appointment, 803-802-0902. Then we've got the dog of the week. Oh, my word, Paris Hilton. I don't know where they come up with these names, but I'll tell you, she does live up to this name.
Is she a diva?
She is a little diva. Okay, yes, she is. Well, and she's obviously gorgeous. She came in as a stray pup to the Humane Society. She, just with the little time that we have gotten to know her, she is absolutely adorable. Her coat is just as soft as can be. You just don't want to let her go. She's about 7 months old. She is super smart. So what does that mean? You need to engage that, because smart dogs are the best thing ever, but they can also be, if they're left to their own devices, that it's not a good thing. She likes to be the big dog when playing with other pooches. So she is looking for a more passive fur friend in her life, or none at all. She likes one to be her size or bigger. It gives her the confidence she needs to just be her beautiful self. And she has already, this little orange carpet in her picture, she has already gone through her Zoom room training, so she is just a smartie. She'd love to continue that because, of course, an engaged brain is a happy, happy dog. She's just beautiful, obviously. She's spayed, vaccinated, tested, microchipped, and ready to meet you. Of course, she is looking for someone who wants to keep her activity very active. Her energy's high. She loves her daily walks, her hikes, her training, her playing, just to really tire her little self out. She's been with us about 9 weeks, and I am sure soon she will find her true connection because she is just so beautiful and smart. If you're looking for that, please give us a call. she is absolutely adorable. 803-802-0902. Again, Paris Hilton. And then what's the scoop? April is moving along way too fast. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's the 14th already. Mark your calendars because we are going to have a spring fling event where we cut our adoption fees in half. Thank you to our sponsor of Ellie and Ladybug, Grant, which is very awesome. It's one of our volunteers who has decided this is how he'd love to help his new mission in life, and we love him for that. It's going to be April 25th to the 27th. You do need to make an appointment, so give us a call. We'd love to get you on the books. And then if you wonder how you can help, give generously. Give up your time generously, your finances, or your talents. You can give a recurring donation of finances. You can donate needed items like clay cat litter, bleach, laundry detergent, soft or hard dog treats. These are something we go through all the time and we're in need all the time, so every bit helps. Donate your gently used items to the thrift shop. We so appreciate our donors, and please don't take offense when we turn some things away because we just have so much space, but we appreciate you so much for thinking of us. And then, of course, donate your time. You can do it by volunteering at the Rescue the Thrift Shop. And, oh, goodness, kitten season has started, so you can do it as a foster. Oh, please sign up. We need you. And just a little mark your calendar. We're going to have a little shower in May, May 17th, 1 to 3, a kitten shower where you can bring some cute little baby items to really get involved. Once you see these faces, oh, my goodness, they'll melt you. They just melt you at your knees. And then, of course, share our stories, our news, and the success stories from January 1 to today. 47 dogs have found their forever home and 163 cats. Mm. Oh, my gosh, spread this news. Tell everyone, because if you're looking for a baby, look at your local rescues or shelters. We are overwhelmed with the number. And instead of producing a baby, see if one doesn't just melt your heart, because I bet you it will.
That's right. To quote the great and wonderful Bob Barker, spay and neuter your pets.
Amen. And we will help you do that. If you need help, give us a call. We'll help you do that. We have a subsidized program, and we'll get you on the books.
Perfect. Mary Beth Knapp is with the Humane Society of York County. She joins us every Monday. Mary Beth, thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You too.